It's time for Fairbanks Foodies, a look at everything food-related in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Now here's your foodie host, David Proust.
Good afternoon, Fairbanks. Welcome to Fairbanks Foodies. On this show, we look at menus you can make, recipes you can try, beverages to concoct, restaurants to look at. We look at food any way that we can here in the Golden Heart City of Fairbanks, and we enjoy it. Food is what brings us together. Today, we're going to go through a few restaurants. We're going to make a good Italian dish. That's right, I'm Italian, so we're going to look at something Italian that we can do. But first, it's coming in the fall. Look outside the door. You're going to start seeing the leaves change. A little bit of everything. The fall of smell of falls come into play. So enjoy the things that you can right now that you can still enjoy before the snow starts flying, such as going to the farmer's market. It's open till mid-September. You can run down there right now and get some things. And this is the time of year at the farmer's market when you start getting some of the really good produce, the carrots, the tomatoes, the potatoes, the purple potatoes, the golden potatoes, all those fun things. This is when the farmer's market is at its zenith with produce. So get down there, enjoy it. You know, I've got a great garden, and I go pick my garden every Wednesday and Saturday on College Road at the farmer's market. And you should too. It makes it easy. It makes it fun. It's Fairbanks. You will probably know someone when you go down there. Sometimes you go into a restaurant and you want to have something and they're out. So you try something else and you say, oh my goodness, that was so good. I took some friends to Salty's on 2nd Avenue. And looking at the menu, it was about 2 in the afternoon. So I wasn't going to have a breakfast. I wasn't going to have a big meal. So I wanted an appetizer. And I said, okay, I love chicken wings. So I asked the waiter for chicken wings. And he sheepishly replied that they were out. And I thought, okay, well, they're pretty good here, I've heard. I've not had them, so I guess I'm not going to have the chicken wings. So I ordered the pork butt tacos. And it also comes with chips and salsa. And when those, you get two tacos. And when those things came, they were so good. It was like a fabulous mistake occurred that I wasn't able to get the chicken wings because they take their pork butt tacos and they put a nice, nice sauce in it. And then it's covered with a nice other sauces. And it's packed. It is packed and topped with some very wet coleslaw. And you need a fork when you're done to scoop up all the remnants because it's just so good. So very good. And that's one of my recommendations this week for you to go try. Salty's. Get the pork butt tacos. They have many other things on the menu. They serve breakfast until, 3 o'clock. And they have great breakfasts there. So it's enjoyable there. Right across the street, kitty corner, between 2nd and 3rd Avenue and Barnett, is Bobby's. And they have this wonderful Mediterranean salad. I mean, it is wonderful. It has the chickpeas in it. It has the lettuce. It has some deep-fried cheese. It has some nice chicken breast on there with other things. It is a full, wonderful meal. And you just got to try that. It is so good. It's so tasty. And Bobby's Downtown, they have a very good atmosphere there. Sadly, they're probably going to start turning on the steam-heated pipe that accompanies the bar for you to put your hands on it. Yes, it's getting that time of year. That's when you know it's fall, when they turn on the steam-heated pipe there at the bar, and you can put your hands on it and warm up. So we're getting there, but go in there anyway without having to do that and enjoy yourself. A nice beverage. Great atmosphere, wonderful service by Bobby and Rena, and a great menu. They have one of the best pizzas in town. If you look at pizzas, you have the restaurants who serve pizza and you have the pizza places. The restaurants that serve a great pizza, in my mind, are Bobby's, Giraldo's, and the Red Fox. The Red Fox, they're a pizza, burger, chicken wings, soup place. Giraldo's and Bobby's, full menu, full Mediterranean. One is Greek, one's Italian. Great pizzas. So if you want a very good pizza, Red Fox, Giraldo's, Bobby's. Incredible pizzas. So just like the restaurant Salty's, yesterday I was going to make something, and then you find out that, well, the ingredients out at the stores, they aren't there anymore. And then also the cooking conditions aren't favorable for what you wanted to do. So my menu with friends over on a Thursday night was going to be clam linguine, and then I was going to make a handcrafted Caesar salad, and then put a beer butt chicken breast in the Caesar salad. And so you're looking at the weather throughout the day and stormy. So I said, well, I'm not going to be cooking out on the grill or the big green egg because it's just, we're getting too much weather out there. Don't want to walk out in a potential monsoon, and that was happening out throughout the day and the night. So I thought, you know, you can do this in your oven too. So I go to the store, and Safeway, they have every Saturday and Thursday, and this is a Thursday they went shopping, every Saturday and Thursday they get in their steamer clams and their mussels and their clams that you can break open and have by themselves, maybe with a little cocktail sauce. So I go there, and they only have one steamer clam left. Everyone goes there and gets the steamer clams. I guess I got there too late, but that's a slight. Don't try and get there at 3 in the afternoon. Get there a little bit earlier. Proper preparation prevents pitiful performance. And, well, anyway. But they had the mussels available. So I thought, I've never done linguine with mussels, but what the heck. So I bought all their mussels. So sorry about that if anyone went there looking for mussels after me, but I bought them all. So then I got the nice DeSico linguine at Safeway there too. Got some mushrooms, got some eggs, some other things to make my Caesar salad dressing with. And I go home. Now, anyone can cook a dish, but getting everything to finish all at the same time or on a process where it all comes together at the same time, that's the secret. So here I was, I'm going to cook a fryer, about a 4-pound chicken, full fryer chicken in the oven. I'm going to be doing a linguine. Then I'm going to take that and I'm going to put it in a finished sauce and have mussels on top. And then I'm going to take out the beer butt chicken and I'm going to let it rest. And I'm going to remove the chicken breast and I'm going to thin slice that and put that into the on top of the Caesar salad. So, okay. So the process is, okay, let's get your chicken marinated. A nice marinated, get it tasty. And so I put it in a solution of cold water. I put some brown sugar in there, salt, garlic salt, onion powder. Trying to, for about 7 hours, get it nice and tender. Then I pulled it out, washed it off, dried it off, and I got a beer out, a can of beer. And, you know, cans of beer are getting popular now, so you can go get those. So I got a can out, popped it open, poured 1/3 of it out into a nice glass. So I had a nice a 49th, a King Street Pilsner beer. That's right, a King Street Pilsner. You want a nice, lighter beer, and a Pilsner is a good beer. Poured 1/3 of it out into a glass so I could sip that. And then I took a can opener. That's right, the old-fashioned can opener. And I opened up that can of beer, the top of it. Because you're going to put that into the orifice of the chicken. So with that, I also chopped up some rough chopping shallot and some garlic, and I put that in the beer. So when it steams into the crevice, the cavity of the chicken, you're steaming beer plus the garlic and the shallot in there. And then what am I going to spice this with? How am I going to spice this? Oh, so I go out to my herb garden, and the tarragon's looking great. The purple basil's looking great. The oregano's looking great. So I said, okay, I'm going to go French with this chicken. So I cut off some tarragon, and I put that underneath between the meat and the skin on the breast. Then I got some herbs de Provence, and I put that on the rest of the chicken. And then I took a nice glass baking pan, and I put the beer into the cavity of the chicken, put the oven at 400 degrees, had it heat up to temperature, and I put it in there. And at 400 degrees, I put the bird in the oven. So now we're on a countdown. And the countdown is, I got people coming over at 6:30 for dinner. I put it in at 5:30. So I'm going to pull it out at 6:30. I'm going to let it rest for 10 minutes. Then I'm going to thin slice it. So we're going to be eating about 6:45 to 6:50. The timing. So I'm on a timer now. So when I did that, I also got the water boiling for my linguine. And then I went over, and by this time I'd already chopped up the romaine lettuce, two baby heads of romaine lettuce for five of us. I had washed it, and it's drying. But now it's time to make the Caesar salad dressing. And I make my Caesar salad dressing in a pestle and mortar. And it just infuses everything together when you're crushing it all together like that. So to do this, I got two nice garlic cloves, diced them up as much as I could, and I put them in the mortar and pestle, and I'm just crushing it. I'm emulsifying it. You're seeing the liquid starting to form on from the garlic. Then I opened up a little tin of your anchovy there, and take about two-thirds of that package out, and I dice it up as much as I can. I put that in the pestle and mortar, and I start crushing that, infusing it with the garlic. And this process, you know, it's going to take you about 10 minutes to do this correctly. So you get it, you're getting it all together. Then I take a lemon, and I slice it in half, and I take half the lemon, and I squeeze that lemon, that juice, into the pestle and mortar, and I start crushing again, emulsifying it all together. So now I'm about 4 to 5 minutes into this. Then I get out an egg, and I crack the egg, and I just am going to use the yolk. So I separate the white from the yolk, put the yolk in there, and I'm crushing it all together. And you can start to see the goop, the paste, as you want to call it, whatever you want to call it, starting to come together. And so I get that, and then I get the lean parents out. And I put in, you know, I don't do measurements, but I probably put in about a tablespoon and a half of Lee and Perrins in there. And again, you're using the pestle and the mortar to emulsify all this together. Just crushing. It takes, you know, about 10, 15 minutes to do this. So here I am doing that, and just getting it really good. And you can just see the paste, the sludge, whatever you want to call it, coming together. Then I get out the Grey Poupon mustard, and I just take maybe a tablespoonful, and I put it in there, and I'm emulsifying it all together. And by this time, it's very well formed all together. Not quite liquid, not quite a sludge, but you're starting to see it. Then I get my salt, my hand-cranked sea salt, my hand-cranked pepper, my peppercorns, and I put in a half teaspoon of salt and a teaspoon of fresh ground pepper in there, and I mix it all together. Then I start pouring in my extra virgin olive oil, the EVOO, extra virgin olive oil. And you're just pouring it in so slowly, and you're still emulsifying this, just pounding it into with a pestle and mortar. And you're seeing it all come together. And I got it just about, a half inch from the top of the container there that I'm doing this with, the pestle and mortar. And it takes, you know, this process here, the final process, about 4 minutes, 5 minutes at the most. But all of a sudden, and I topped it off with a little bit more pepper, took a taste of it. Oh my goodness, this tasted incredible. The Caesar salad dressing was ready to go. And with that, Fairbanks, we are going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Attention gluten haters. Finding a place to go out and eat can often be a chore. Well, now you've got a place to enjoy a great gluten-free meal at Ivory Jack's for Gluten-Free Thursdays. Complete with gluten-free lasagna or gluten-free deep-fried halibut. Or swing by any day for gluten-free pizza, burgers, and sandwiches. Even a fine selection of gluten-free beers on hand. So you can eat great and feel great. Thanks to Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Goldstream Valley. Ivory Jack's, where the people are unusual and the parking is always gluten-free.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by the folks at Venue and Fairbanks Beer, located right downtown across from Golden Heart Plaza. More than just beer, wine, and spirits, as they also serve breakfast and lunch with coffee and delicious breakfast burritos and more. Or for lunch, try slow-roasted pork sandwiches, soft pretzels, hand-tossed pizzas, and more. Don't forget to plan your next get-together or event at Venue on 2nd Avenue right next door, opening at 9 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday. That's Fairbanks Beer and Venue, making downtown Fairbanks awesome. Awesome.
Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Before we get back into our meal, a shout-out to Ivory Jack's, a sponsor of ours. Their Friday and Saturday night menus, they have a special rib night. They have a special prime rib night. On Sunday, they have great Eggs Benedict. And they also serve great burgers, pizza. But one of my favorite things to do out there is get their prime rib sandwich. It's probably, it's no one beats it. No restaurant beats that has a prime rib sandwich. This is second to none. So big recommendation to go out there, Ivory Jack's. They're a new sponsor of ours, but they're incredible. Same owners for 40 years. Doing a great service out there. Go out and see Dick and Joni. They're incredible. They're exceptional. And they give great service and great food. You'll enjoy yourselves. So the Caesar salad dressing is made. The beer butt chicken is in the oven cooking. The water is now boiling. And it's say it's 6 o'clock. And what I like to do is when I get the, I've already prepped dicing my shallot. I've got my garlic all diced up. I'm also going to be putting in this, I'm going to be making a sauce for the linguine after I cook it. I'm going to finish it off in a sauce. And in that sauce, I'm going to put, for a pound of linguine, I put two cubes of butter, melt it down. Once the butter starts getting hot and starts curdling a little bit, we're not going to brown it. We're just going to curdle it. That's when I put in the shallots. Then after that, I put in the, when the shallots have been in there for about 4 minutes, and I put in the onions. The garlic. After about a minute or two in there, then I put in white wine. I put in a cup of white wine and bring it back up to a simmer. Then as I'm doing this, I put in the linguine into the boiling water. And it takes you about 8 to 10 minutes to get it cooked. And during that time, I have my sauce on a simmer. So I'm infusing all the flavors. The white wine, I use a nice Italian white wine, a Fumé Blanc. The butter, the garlic, the shallot. And I put in oregano and tarragon from my herb garden. Diced it all up, put it in there, and a nice flavor essence is coming out of it. So then, this is now at 6:30. The beer butt chicken is done. So I pull it out, and this is before I put the linguine into the sauce. I pull it out, and I pull the beer out of the cavity of the chicken. I'm going to let it rest for 10 minutes. And that's when it starts resting. I've got my linguine just about through the al dente stage. It's still just a little bit of texture in there. And I put it in my sauce because I want to finish it off. I want to finish it off the linguine by absorbing the sauce that I have of butter, wine, and my herbs all in there. And then when I do that, I take out my mussels and I put them on top and I put a cover over the pot. Now, linguine, the mussels, all are going to finish off together. All the liquid's going to be absorbing into the linguine. And as that's finishing, as that's going on, I go over and I take my wonderful Caesar salad dressing and I coat and I pour it onto the romaine lettuce, mix it in, and then I get out some nice Asiago cheese and I put it over the top with my grater. It takes about a minute or two to do this because you want to get a lot of Asiago cheese on there. Go back and I'm putting together, I'm mixing in around the linguine and the mussels, melding them together, not stopping. The mussels are opening up, but I still got a little bit of liquid in my nice large saute pan because I got a pound of linguine. I probably got a 3/4 to a pound of mussels in there. And so it's all coming to a finish. When it's all done, I take it and I put it in a serving bowl. And now I take the beer butt chicken, remove the skin from the breast, cut out the breasts, both of them. And these are big breasts. Then I, at an angle, in about 1/4 inch segments, I slice the breast. Then I cut those in half. And I put it on top of the Caesar salad dressing with the Asiago cheese on top. And you have your Martha Stewart photograph moment right there. And at the same time, you have the linguine with mussels. And I have some nice flat-leaf Italian parsley that I had sliced up from my herb garden. And I diced it up. And I put it on top. And there was a magic moment. Oh, also during this, I sauteed up some wonderful cremini mushrooms, about a pound, pound and a half of cremini mushrooms, and I cooked them in butter, and I had 3 different types of basil, purple basil, Genovese basil, and large leaf basil. And so the purple basil is just incredible. So I cooked them up in those 3, and I, diced it all up, butter, put in the mushrooms, and then after they're about 1/3 of the way cooked, I put in the basil, finished it all off, and put that in a bowl, brought it out to my 4 guests, I was the fifth, and we had a wonderful dining experience. I served both Italian white wine and nice Central Coast Pinot Noir. Both wines worked perfect with everything. It was a great meal. But the thing about it is be adaptable. Go to the farmer's market. What do they have there? Do they have potatoes? things like that. They're not going to have steamer clams, but use what's available. Go out to your garden. Go out to your herb garden. See what's there. I went to Safeway to get the steamer clams, and they didn't have it. So, okay, I adapted. I used, for the first time ever, mussels, and it worked. It was wonderful. Everyone really liked it. So did I. And I'm a pretty big critic of myself in many ways on many things. So I wanted to see how this would work. And my thought was, David, have no fear. If you screw up this dish, do not worry. You can order pizza from Bobby's, Giraldo's. It's only 30 minutes out, and you can go pick it up and have it back within 10 minutes of travel time. So I wasn't in fear. With the beer by chicken, with the weather, let's try this in the oven. And it was great. In the oven, 400 degrees for 1 hour, let it rest for 10 minutes. Perfect. Then the legs and thighs were just perfectly done. So after dinner, when I was cleaning up everything, I put in some of the leftover linguine in a nice Tupperware container. And then I put in one of the legs and thighs on top of that, and I put some of the leftover mushrooms on top of that, gave that to one of the guests, and I did that for another Tupperware container for myself, and I was good to go. I was golden. That's a meal. That's a meal with friends, and that's how you can do it. So, anyway, it's a nice Saturday afternoon. Well, somewhat, let's hope. But what are you going to do tomorrow? What are you going to do for breakfast? Or are you going to do brunch? What are you looking at doing? Well, if you're looking at wanting to have brunch, you probably should make reservations out at the Pump House right now, because they fill up fast and they start at 10 a.m. If you don't make reservations, what's easy to do is what I do. I go out there by myself, or I go out there with a friend. I say, I'm just going to sit at the bar. Yeah, they got about six spots at the bar you can sit at if you don't have reservations. And you can enjoy yourself. And they have the full complement of salads, cheeses, shrimp, you know, the full appetizer spread. Then they have your different eggs. You have your cheesy eggs. You have your eggs Benedict. You have your potatoes. You have your bacon. You have your sausage links. You have fish, you have a couple Italian dishes, and at the end they either have a big ham or a big baron of beef ready to go for you. So if you're not doing that, where else might you go? Well, many wonderful places in town for breakfast. Go out to the Ivory Jack's, Eggs Benedict, but they have a full complement of breakfasts out there on Sunday. So tomorrow, make your choice, enjoy it. Many places you can dine, or you can dine at home. Make the three egg omelet, things like that. So many choices, but we live in Fairbanks, Alaska, and we have many choices to choose from. Be grateful where we're at. Be grateful for our food. Be grateful for our friends who come over and we dine with. Fairbanks, that is our show for today. You have yourself a great weekend, and I will see you next Saturday, and enjoy.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on 97.5 FM KFAR and 660 AM, also streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen to this or any past episodes, go to the archive page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Fairbanks Foodies has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active for KFAR Radio.